Well, I will tell you this. Rob has a little black pickup. It's a little Toyota. What's it called?
Tacoma.
Yeah. And one of the ladies in our office also has a little black Toyota Tacoma.
Okay.
And they're parked next to each other. You know how you can tell which one's Rob's besides the TT sticker on the back?
It's dirty.
It's not dirty. The paint is so dull because that Lubbock weather just beats the crud out of your cars.
Well, I mean, it's like getting sandblasted every day.
I mean, the two
10 months out of the year.
Other than the fact because the trucks are same color, same everything, same size, one's been in San Angelo and one's been in Lubbock.
Yeah.
So, folks, that is something to consider. But I think the people, I always say San Angelo has the nicest people in the world except for Lubbock. I said, why? Because the people in Lubbock are nice. And if they can tolerate that weather, that wind and that dust, you know, where it rains mud, it'd still be nice. They've got to be the nicest people.
Well, and I'll say too, man, there's a lot of people you meet in Lubbock that it's like, oh, hey, nice to meet you. You get to talk. And where are you from? San Angelo. So, yeah. A lot of people from San Angelo. But going back to your technology thing, that's something that I'm really excited about doing for Scott Allison Real Estate. I think that improves our value package, not just to our agents, but to our clients, because the more capable and reliable our agents' equipment is, that's more resources that's available to everyone that we serve in the public.
Well, let's go a step farther. And besides just helping them, where you're going with this, Rob, because we have the services, we have several pages here, but I'm going to keep going with what we're going. One, and if you're older like myself, a Twitter and a Twatter and a this and a that is not really even in our vocabulary what we do. But if you're not and you're in your 20s or you're younger, your chit-chat and your all that other stuff is real, real important.
What's a chit-chat?
I don't know.
Okay.
So whatever. This is my whole point.
All right.
But my whole point being, that's one of Rob's jobs. So we can be very, very prevalent in the different medias so we basically have a scope. You know, I still advertise in the Standard Times.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what? Because people still like to hold that paper and pick it up. Then you have a younger generation who probably has never even read a paper.
What's a paper?
Yeah, that's my point. So, folks, guess what we have to do to make sure we service you? We have to do all of the above. We have to be on the Twitter. Did I say it right?
Yeah, Twitter,
and
Facebook,
we have to be
Snapchat, Instagram, like all the way down. I mean, because we want to be the best at getting our clients the most, the largest amount and the most valuable information.
And you think about it. If we list your house, the more people that know about it, the better chance of us getting a higher price for you.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just common sense. Speaking of the common sense, we've got that. Well, I'm going to be honest, Rob. You know, I want you to do this too, but the Zillow and the Trulia and that stuff, you know, I'm not a fan.
I'm not either, really.
I think their information is poor.
Well, by their own admission, Scott, at least a third of their information is wrong. And how many times do we get calls from people requesting information on a property that we have to tell them, you know, I'm so sorry, that sold 6 months ago. That sold a year ago.
One was 10 years ago.
So
I don't know how they got the information. They scrape it. But anyway, are we going to have a presence there? Yeah. Why are we going to have a presence there?
Because you have to.
Because there's still a lot of people, especially younger, that they go to that site and they deem it to be okay. Well, it does have a lot of information. I just wish it was right.
That's why we're going to be involved and present on those pages to make sure that the information on our properties is correct.
That sounds good. How does that sound to y'all, folks? Pretty good? Yeah. We'll do it. So we've got all the different avenues out there, tech-wise, I think we should have covered.
Absolutely.
But you know what? I'm still going to go back to this. Even though we have the Twitter and the Snapchat, did I get it right?
Good job.
And still have no idea how to do it. I don't even do Facebook. I've told you, we have a lady at the office that has Facebook, but I guess you'll be doing that too. So you'll see a big improvement on it. So the different times like that. So what other things on the techno stuff are you going to be adding that we haven't had such a good presence before?
Well, I think that what we can do – well, one thing – let me start with this. One thing I would always recommend to the public is Realtor.com.
Absolutely.
Realtor.com is tied directly to our local MLS.
Awesome.
It refreshes every 15 minutes so you know the information is correct. Your contact information is going to be correct. Your listing information is going to be correct. So I always promote Realtor.com.
And SAllison.com.
And at SAllison.com. We in the office, me and some of the other staff, have already looked at avenues and ways to make our website not more user-friendly, because we actually have like a terrific website that's very
people
user-friendly.
Copy it even.
Both on mobile and on a computer, either way. But we want it to be... more of a resource for our clients and for people that are looking for properties. And we're going to build that up, and it's going to be even better than it already is.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break because, you know what, we're going to go back and we're going to talk about some old school stuff that we do, and we're going to keep doing, because even though the technology is very, very important, so is old school.
Absolutely.
We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors. Welcome back to Real Estate and You. Hey, Rob.
Hey, Scott.
That was some really good information on our stuff, but and I'm going to tell you different things that we've been doing for a long time.
It's tried and true.
And it is, and we're going to keep doing it. So, but since we'll talk about it, you know, the internet, email, of course, everybody that, but our in-office network system. I'm going to tell you how cool that is, and it's going to get nothing but better with your help. But what we have is, if an agent, and this is where things are changing, if an agent is home, they can pull up at our, only for the agents in our office, but they can pull up every form we have. They can pull up anything mm-hmm. that does with real estate. Well, they can do it from their house. If you call on a Sunday morning and say, I need to see a listing, or what some people call, they can go on this site and they can see who has it listed, you know, in our office, what the owner's name is, what the owner's phone number is it vacant, is it occupied, blah, 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 and make that appointment right there. Right on the way to church, they can do this before they leave.
Well, it's increasingly a mobile business.
It is.
You've got to be able to operate wherever you're at.
And so I guess we're still a little old tech, but it's just getting better and better. ERC is linked with our internet. So we have a deal, it's a referral network, what we can do. And literally, if you want to go to Alaska, we got you covered. Anywhere in the world, we have it covered from this one membership right here.
Yes, sir.
One is obviously Rob working for the Texas Association of Realtors. Myself, I've always been very, very involved at the TAR level and now at the NAR level. So the reason I can do this, too, is that we're talking about going to Washington State. Well, guess what? Bob Lilly, not the football player, but Bob Lilly, is in Washington State. He's a broker there. Very nice guy and does a lot of business. You know how I can know that? Because I met him personally. You know what?
Through your involvement at the association.
Yes, that's exactly right. So it's not like I'm going to send your name to somebody. I'm going to tell you somebody I know. I know what kind of business. I know what their ethics are. I know how hard they work. So I think that's huge. This is huge. And Rob, you don't know this because you do because you grew up in Brady.
Yes, sir.
Okay, we've had several locations in San Angelo. We've been on Knickerbocker down by the bank at one time, little office. Had another two offices one time at Park 2400, good office. Right by the mall, the old Fuddicker building.
That's the one that I knew when I was growing up and coming over here all the time to buy school supplies and stuff.
Yeah, it makes me feel old. But I'm going to tell you right now. And then Shannon Hospital bought that building from me. And I thought, well, we'll build another one. It'll be a great deal. Well, folks, remember this. Just a little trivia. I'm getting off the deal. But when you think you're going to sell old and build new, the money doesn't work well that way. We're way over budget. But hindsight, what's wonderful, we've never been in any location in 30 years like we are now.